Time sure whips by as you get older. I was standing here on Ash Wednesday talking, it just seems like yesterday, and here we are at the beginning of Holy Week. So I'm a creature of habit, and I imagine most of us have habits, some we like, some we may not like. But one of my biggest habits is my one cup of coffee a day. It used to be seven, but the doctor said, you should maybe not drink coffee. I said, yeah, that's not going to happen. So one a day, I can do that, one a day, it's all right. So it's a ritual. I get up in the morning, I put my coffee on, I sit down, I turn on the news, and then I, you know, wait expectantly, and I measure my cream, and I have my lovely China mug that says His Lordship on it. And I enjoy my habit. When I was younger, I was like talking about this when I was younger, I was a church musician, of course you all know that. Holy Week was an interesting time for me. I really loved it. I mean, as a musician, you got to do a lot of stuff. And I far, far, far preferred it to Christmas, which to me was just some sort of endurance test that you had to get through playing Joy to the World 8 times in 24 hours and seeing a mass of humanity go back and forth through church and wondering, is this a habit? Is that why you come? Are you here because it's a habitual thing to do? And as growing up Roman Catholic, you were taught clearly that if you ever missed Mass on Sunday, the veil of the temple was going to be torn and you were going to be So you went, no matter where you were in the world, you found Mass on Sunday. So I thought, okay, habits, people do things out of habit. But Holy Week was different for me. One of the reasons is this story that we just heard is the whole reason. It's the whole reason we're here. That's it, summed up. I can't give you any theological background on that. That's the crucifixion, the death of Jesus on the cross is the reason that we are here. But do we always understand that? So this, the church laid out for us a week, and then some, of liturgy to remember. Not to reenact, because there was a time in the 80s and 90s when it was, you did, let's go do the Passion Play, and we're going to do it all over again. We're going to crucify Jesus for the 1999th time. No, we remember. But there's so much in that. The Triduum from Thursday, evening on Thursday, right through to evening on Sunday, it's all laid out there in the most beautiful format for us. But people would drop in and drop out, and that would drive me bananas sometimes, because I think, you're not getting it. You're not getting it. On Easter Sunday, in my church in Orillia, the church seated about 900 people, and there was about 1,050 there on Sunday morning at all the masses. And I thought, where are you all coming from? I don't get it. And yet on Thursday, at the beginning of it, maybe 200 people, and I thought, but wait, it's the beginning of it. It's the start of this great Passion Tide. Okay, so I got over it. I said to the choir, you're all going to be here on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's Easter again, and we're going to sing the same thing because it's a habit. But no matter how many times I did it, in the 19 years I sat on that bench, there was something new every time I went, every single time. And it came from the oddest places sometimes. Usually it was a big moment that I got to play something really loud and irritate everybody downstairs. But it was also times when I heard the Psalms, the way the Psalms were prayed and sung. It was glorious. And so I would ask people, like, why don't you come to Maundy, Thursday, Holy Thursday? Well, I never do. It's my habit not to go. Okay. But did you ever think that maybe sometimes you have to change a habit? Now, I'm not saying that everybody here should run out and go to every service from tomorrow until Sunday. But what I am saying is possible to try something different. And think, I missed that. I didn't get that. The other habit that drove me crazy was there was a fish and chips store across from the church I worked in Toronto. And Good Friday, good Roman Catholics are in Mass, and there's only one service. So you imagine trying to fit all those people who come to one service, who would normally be spread out over 5 or 6, jammed into the church and on the steps and downstairs, and we had screens, and it was craziness. But equally crazy was as soon as that service was over, across the street they went to Kingsway Fish and Chips, and the lineup was down the street. I thought, okay, is this a religious thing, or we have to have fish on this day because that's what God said? the guy who had that business, I had to think, boy, he must have made all his money in that one day. But it was interesting that it was a habit. And we do ourselves an injustice if faith becomes a habit and not something that we actually live and breathe and work at. And it changes all the time. Change is good, regardless of what we think in the church. Change is not bad and evil, and it's not here to ruin your life. Change is evolution. It's a movement ahead. And so the challenge is how to balance that, how to understand why we're doing it. Not what we're doing, but why we're doing it. That's very important. Now, you know, I was a church musician and now I'm a clergy, so I would safely say that I may have had a stronger obsession for faith than most, but within that I found a lot. There's a lot of spiritual uplifting in doing what you're doing as a person of faith, as long as you understand that it's not a habit, it's a life, it's a reality, it's who we are as Christians. And so during this Holy Week, come, take some time. Change the habit, turn it into a reality, turn it into something that means something to you, and I guarantee that you will find that moment. Amen.